Lack of service provisions for sexual and reproductive health. Disintegration of health infrastructure continues to be common in most conflict settings, leading to a lack of health services, especially for women and girls. High maternal mortality. Violence perpetrated against women and girls has dire consequences and can lead to a significant number of deaths, including maternal deaths. According to the United Nations Security Council UNSC report of the Secretary General on Women, Peace and Security, the maternal mortality rate is 60% higher in conflict and in post-conflict countries than the global maternal mortality rate MMR of 210 deaths per 100,000 live births. Note reference, 80. About 60% of these maternal deaths involve women struggling to survive conflicts, natural disasters and displacement. Note reference, 81. In Syria, the MMR has increased alarmingly from 49 to 68 per 100,000 live births since the start of the conflict in 2011. Note reference, 82. The rise in MMR is also triggered by unmet need of contraception, increased sexual violence and a lack of SRH services. Limited or no access to SRH services and information, due to the lack of basic amenities like water and sanitation in humanitarian crises, women and girls face health repercussions, particularly reproductive and urinary tract infections. This is further made worse by the absence of sanitary supplies and private toilet facilities. Note reference, 83. Because of the gendered expectations that involve shame in even talking about sexual and reproductive health, most of the SRH issues go unnoticed, causing severe and chronic health problems. Additionally, with the disintegration of health systems, access to SRH services becomes even more challenging. In places with escalating conflict, healthcare workers may be forced to abandon their service sites. Note reference, 84. Hence, there is a huge gap in delivery of these services in a comprehensive and systematic manner. Quote, pregnancy-related deaths and disabilities are high due to the lack of services, such as obstetric, prenatal, and postnatal care in conflict areas. Furthermore, contraceptive information and services, including emergency contraception, post-exposure prophylaxis, safe abortion, and post-abortion care, as well as comprehensive emergency obstetric care, may not be accessible or universally available. End of quote. Pregnancy-related deaths and disabilities are high due to the lack of services, such as obstetric, prenatal, and postnatal care in conflict areas. Furthermore, contraceptive information and services, including emergency contraception, post-exposure prophylaxis, safe abortion, and post-abortion care, as well as comprehensive emergency obstetric care, may not be accessible or universally available. This situation becomes aggravated for survivors of rape and sexual violence in environments that are restrictive and instigate fear of further violence and stigmatization that make costs prohibitive, and that do not have information available in a language that the survivors understand. Note reference, 85. In places where services are available, women face accessibility issues such as transport and fear of sexual violence during travel, thereby limiting women's mobility to SRH services. For internally displaced women and those seeking refuge in other countries, language is a key barrier to accessing SRH services and expressing their specific SRH needs. As contraception does not get prioritized in an emergency situation, women and girls endure unwanted pregnancies and widespread sexually transmitted infections, STI. Unsafe abortion rates too are higher, causing threats to the lives of women. Note reference, 86. During the civil war in Sri Lanka and the state. Page 15. Embargo on Jacna. The site of the conflict restriction on contraceptives, drugs, and sanitary products for women led to frequent pregnancies, which had consequences on women's physical and psychosocial health. Note reference, 87. Providing services for HIV prevention and treatment is also extremely challenging due to limited diagnostic services, lack of privacy, high level of stigma, and lack of access to antiretroviral. Note reference, 88. SRH information and education are also non-existent in humanitarian situations and in the IDP camp curriculum. Such situations, combined with not just limited supplies but also stigma towards contraception, make women and girls more vulnerable to violation of their SRH. Note reference 89. There are several initiatives in place to address SRH needs in crisis situations. For example, there is the work of the Interagency Working Group. Note reference 90. On Reproductive Health in Crises and its Field Manual on Reproductive Health in Refugee Situations. The Minimum Initial Service Package. Note reference 91. MISP is designed to prevent and manage consequences of sexual violence, prevent excess maternal and newborn morbidity and mortality, reduce HIV transmission, and plan for comprehensive reproductive health RH services beginning from the early days and weeks of an emergency. The SPEAR Project, note reference 92, has introduced essential health services sexual and reproductive health standard at the onset of an emergency and comprehensive RH if the situation stabilizes. Note reference 93. Similarly, Dignity kits introduced by the United Nations Population Fund includes basic hygiene items like sanitary pads and panties for women to support their mobility during humanitarian settings. However, implementation of these initiatives is not seen across all crisis situations. The services should include but not be limited to comprehensive sexuality education, access to contraceptive choices and services, protection from gender-based and sexual violence, access to safe abortion and maternal health services, and accessible and affordable legal and judicial services in case of violation of SRHR.